From the crate, thanks to your friendly neighborhood record store, Southbound Records.
We're here with Cam from the crate. Hello. How are you this morning?
I'm good, thank you. How are you?
Good, good. It's been a fun breakfast. Oh, love yeah. a co-host?
Oh, here
love
I am.
Covering. Yeah, you're my co-host. Great. Welcome. Promoted.
Yeah, great.
We got some selections today. What have we got?
We do. All of these are on the shelf at Southbound Records today, which is up right next to T. White's Bikes on Simon Street.
Yes.
The first one we've got is from Numero. It's called The Lejardu Sisters Danger. This is their second album. I think it came out in like the late 70s. It's that real like Afro funk. Kind of sounds a bit like Witch, like that Zamrock thing.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
This is Nigerian, but yes. It is, yeah, like kind of that Zamrock sound, a little bit of the like William Onyebo quirkiness in there. But this one is two twin sisters. They were, yeah, really big in the Afro funk scene at the time. Beautiful. Released a whole bunch of albums. Again, this one's their second one. And yeah, some really, really great stuff on here. This one is on Telepathy blue colored vinyl as well. Ooh. I don't really know what that means because I haven't seen the actual vinyl, but that always sounds fun when they give it a quirky little name.
Yeah, I feel like that's kind of like a dark neon blue.
Yeah, I hope so. Because it would be like, yeah, I don't know. Telepathy blue is a very interesting way to describe something. But yeah, also on standard black vinyl.
Beautiful.
So yeah, if you're a big fan of that kind of stuff, and even just the Numero label in general, then get your hands on this one, Danger. It's out today.
Amazing.
And it's also the 2025 remaster of it, so it sounds really great as
well. Ooh, yeah. Fresh. Which track are we playing? Amiibo.
Amiibo is the track we've got here.
Beautiful.
So, yeah,
let's hit it.
Give it a spin. That was a snippet of the track. We've got technical difficulties, but that's all right. Here we are. Beautiful sound. Back again. Yes, I'm going to tell the truth, yeah.
My soul. I love that one.
Oh, yeah.
That was great.
The Lejardu Sisters.
Yes.
Really great. The next one we brought in, it is a very big week for releases this week, but we did bring a couple in from last week since we missed the show.
This is
Matariki,
true.
Matariki, of course, was happening, so... we brought in a couple from last week.
Beautiful.
Which we're really excited about. MJ Lindemann and Wednesday. Guttering, the EP. I think it released in 2021 originally. But we've got it on physical now, on vinyl, on beautiful olive green vinyl as well.
Ooh.
That one does say which kind of green it is, so we know that one. This one, MJ Lindemann, of course, part of the band Wednesday.
Yes.
But kind of this one... kind of like blending his solo like slacker rock sound with their kind of more like, I don't know, maybe like shoegazy folk sound.
if you can combine the two, it'll be totally them.
Like alternative rock, but yeah, kind of like blending the sound. And I think that was at the time, 2021 was like his second album, so I think he was kind of like trying to do his solo thing and you know, really make a name for himself. So a blending of their sounds. This one has some more like lo-fi kind of influence on it. This track as well that we've got, Sacrifice for Love, is actually a cover of a track from the early 90s.
Oh, yeah.
From the frontman of a band called The Wipers.
Oh, yeah.
And I think MJ Lindemann's like super into them, as are Wednesday, I assume.
Yeah.
And they did I think Wednesday did a cover album like a year or so after this came out, and it had this on it, and it had a whole bunch of other covers from like the same kind of time, like Drive By Truckers, and I think they had a Hotline TNT cover as well, and stuff like that.
Smashing Pumpkins.
So yeah, they did a whole bunch of covers, but this one was on the EP, and it's just a really, really cool sound.
Beautiful.
So, yeah.
Let's hit it.
It's on the shelves now. Southbound Records.
Wee-oo.
We'll be right back.
I don't know how you describe it, but that kind of like muffled guitar sound is so great that they use.
It's very good for today as well.
Yeah.
I feel like that's a really good like rainy day sound.
I agree.
Very like soft and heavy at the same time.
Yeah. I agree.
So yeah, that one's in store today. Well, beautiful. Actually in store last week, but also in store today and online at southbound.co.nz. Hers.
Yes.
The last ones that I brought in. Also last week's release, but I was personally so excited about these ones. As soon as I found out they were getting released, I was like,
get one of those.
Yeah, I'm getting one of those.
Yeah.
One of each. We got two, actually. Songs of Hers and Invitation to Hers. The only two albums that ever got released by these guys, because unfortunately they tragically passed away.
Yeah. So sad.
And 2019, but 2017 was Songs of Hers and 2018 was Invitation to Hers. Songs of Hers was more like a compilation of like all their singles and things that they had done, because they met in uni, like music college
in
Liverpool, and then released a whole bunch of singles, and then Songs of Hers was kind of like their introduction compilation, which is quite a cool way to do it. And then they released their like official first album, Invitation to Hers, a year later. Both albums are so, so good. Most of it is just kind of them with like these dreamy guitar bass combos, but they just use a drum machine. So it sounds really like, it's very like organic, the chemistry between them, and you can like feel it in the music. And yeah, just some really, really beautiful music, and like a really cool thing that we kind of have all their music on just two records.
Yeah.
Obviously we would love more, but like really great to just hold their legacy in your hands.
Totally.
The Invitation to Hers is on Swamp Green vinyl as well. So another
color,
beautiful colored one.
All the beautiful colors.
Yeah, Swamp Green.
Swamp Green, maybe not beautiful, but
hopefully not a Shrek kind of color. Actually, I have one myself. It's not a Shrek color. It's okay. it's like a deep green. A really cool green. The song that we brought in today.
What Once Was.
What Once Was. This one went pretty viral in like 2020 or something. Like I think it was like lockdown kind of era. This one went really big. This by no means is like the full scope of what they can do, because like all of their music is just so, you know, it's really beautiful.
Yeah.
So definitely check these guys out. This track is called What Once Was.
Beautiful.
Yeah.
Hers, What Once Was. Such a great track.
Such a beautiful track, yeah.
Beautiful selections.
Songs of Hers and Invitation of Hers, Invitation to Hers as well we've got. So, yeah, we bought those Hers records, MJ Lenderman and Wednesday Guttering EP, and Danger from the Lejardu Sisters. That's
great.
What's on the shelf today at Southbound Records.
Amazing. Thank
and,
you so much.
And many, many more, of course.
Many, many more.
Yeah.
Not just that. Trust and believe.
Thank you so much.
There are three records in the whole store.
Yeah, here we are. Come in and get the three. No, there's so many on the shelf. So, yeah, come on and have a look.
Awesome. Thank you, Cam. Appreciate it.
Thank you.
From the crate, thanks to Southbound Records, 132 Simon Street.